The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It's the symbol of nobility, fertility, virtue, and purity. Some believe these flowers will even ward off ghosts and evil spirits. What common perennial is it? It's the lily. While we all know Easter lilies, there are other types that are easier to grow. The first to bloom is the Asiatic lily, with its bright red, pink, yellow, or orange-colored flowers. They grow 30 inches tall, and new varieties such as the LA hybrids have an Easter lily-like fragrance. For tough lilies, try the Turk's Cap and Tiger lilies. These are hardy to zone 3 and grow 4 feet tall with clusters of colorful flowers. Finally, the last to bloom are the Oriental lilies. These pastel-colored beauties grow only a few feet tall, but will knock your socks off with their fragrance. The Orientpets are a cross between the Oriental and Trumpet lilies, producing a fragrant flower with bold colors. Plant lily bulbs now, or in the fall, in well-drained, fertile soil. Amend poorly drained soils heavily with compost. Tall-growing Trumpet and Tiger lilies may need staking in windy areas. The main pest of bulbing lilies is the red lily leaf beetle. This red beetle emerges in spring to feed on the leaves. It then lays eggs on the leaf undersides that hatch into black, slug-like larvae that love to eat. They particularly like the Asiatic lily varieties. Luckily, there are some controls. Try growing more resistant varieties such as Madam Butterfly and Black Beauty. In spring, handpick adults, spread diatomaceous earth around emerging bulb shoots to repel them, and check under the leaves for the red egg masses and crush them. Hand squish any black larvae that survives as well, and spray spinosad organic insecticide on the plants in the evening when the honeybees are less active. And now for this week's tip. Sprinkle 1 cup of dried coffee grounds around your roses now to help them grow and flower better. Spread another cup in about a month. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about apple pests. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.